Sheffield Farms, hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? That's right. It's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield Vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. And now here he is, that gargantuan guy, your Sheffield quizmaster, who's best described as a stylish stout, Happy Felden.
Stylish stout. Some talk, Ripley. Happy good evening to all of you. Ah, what a whirl I've had this week. If I take in any more of those parties, I'm going to start to lose weight. I hope. You know, after the theater the other night, I stopped in the Monkey Bar for a late snack. They advertise that their food is untouched by human hands. I was curious, so I went into the kitchen, and what do you know? They were right. They had a baboon for a cook. Everybody there was very stylish. Everybody there was wearing evening clothes. Men in dinner jackets, women in evening gowns, everybody covered with diamonds and furs. Even the waiters had mink toupees. I had one surprise, though. After dinner, each person in our party got a free manicure. They put goldfish in the finger bowls to bite off your cuticles. You know, I've noticed a man shortage in my nightclubbing. Everywhere you'd see two gals to each man. Husbands are hard to find. But you know, women, just like buying a used tire, they grab anything they can get. Takes them around for a while, and the old tread gives way, and they scream murder when they realize they've been stuck with a flat. Well, we couldn't get a cab when we left, so we all piled into my cousin Louis' car. Imagine 16 of us jammed into a 1921 Rio sedan. A high-sided old buggy, had so much glass in it, looked like a china closet. Well, when we arrived up at my house and all 16 of us got out, the neighbors swore it was an incubator. I'll wait for that, and I guess I'll never be able to wait long enough. All right, so, well, Gene Clark's right here, that gentleman from Jersey who spins our records is chomping at the bit here. Let's get going with our game of Guess Who. On stage tonight, we have seven contestants chosen from our audience. They'll hear recordings of various voices and instrumental groups and try to guess who they are. Winning guest pays off with 10 big silver Sheffield dollars, a miss only two, either way signaled by the sound of the Sheffield dollars dropping in our big Sheffield milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock, set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, the lucky person will receive with the compliments of Sheffield Farms a beautiful 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all of our contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk pail at the end of the show, the big bucket being filled with 25 silver dollars to start off. And here's Joe Ripley with contestant number one.
Right you are, Hap. It's Donald Ormisher of Shadron, Nebraska, and the United States Navy.
How are you, Donald? Oh, let's give him a welcome. Yes, sir. That's better. Donald, how long have you been in the Navy?
3 years, 11 months, and 28 days.
He knows it right to the minute. What's your job in the Navy?
Motor machinist, charge engine room, diesel ship.
What kind of a ship have you been on?
AVP, seaplane tender.
Seaplane tender?
Yes.
What is AVP? What does that mean?
Well, it's an auxiliary seaplane tender.
What does the V stand for?
I don't know.
VP. Very personal. Maybe I shouldn't answer it. All right. All right. Tell me, Donald, I'm not going to talk about the Navy very much here now. Are you just visiting, or are you in on leave, or what, in New York?
In Brooklyn Navy Yard for an overhaul.
Have you heard anything about all this talk I've been hearing about new uniforms for sailors?
Not very much.
You think they'll change them?
I don't think so.
Well, do you think it'd be a good idea, or don't you?
I like this one.
Well, you like it, yes, but do you think the girls would like the new ones better or the old ones? The girls are answering. They say they like these. All right, Donald, I'm going to ask a very personal question. Now, when was the last time you kissed a gal?
It's been a long time.
Been a long time, huh? We used to play post office when I was a young fella your age. Last time I played post office, I went into a dark room, leaned over a little white hat, and kissed the face underneath it. Then everything went black. Did you ever try to kiss a sailor? I got in the wrong room. The girls were supposed to be going in the other one. Tell me, Donald, have you ever sailed... have you been all around the world?
Yes.
Practically every place, huh?
Mr. Bob.
What place outside the United States do you like best?
Oh, Casablanca, Naples.
It's kind of hot there, isn't it, Casablanca?
Pretty hot.
Does hot weather bother you much?
Not much.
What's the hottest place you've ever been to?
Red Sea.
Red Sea? Were you on the ocean at the time?
Yes.
It was real hot. How hot would you say?
Well, 138 in the engine room. I don't know how hot it was.
138 in the engine room. Oh, brother. Hottest place I've ever been to was Mexico. I was on a little farm, and it was so hot that every time one of the hens laid an egg, she'd jump back and blow on it. Tell me, Don. Thank you. Don, where did you go to school?
Chadron, Nebraska.
Chadron, Nebraska. I don't exactly know where that is. Chadron. Where is that?
It's up in the northwest corner by the Black Hills.
What's the nearest big city?
There isn't any big cities in Nebraska.
Just Chadron, huh?
Omaha is about 400 miles away.
Omaha's 400. How long has it been since you were back home?
Oh, it's been about 2 or 3 months. I just had a 15-day leave.
Had a 15-day leave? Tell me, are you here with your wife or your girlfriend or anything like that?
No.
Got a date tonight?
No.
You haven't. Oh, it's a shame, because I'm sure you're going to win some money here. Oh, you can go out and drink it up in Sheffield milk anyway.
Beg pardon?
Hey, look what happened! Right on the very first button. The alarm clock went off. Do you know what happened to you now?
Yeah.
Talk into that.
I want a watch.
You want a watch? You want a beautiful watch. A 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. How's that, brother?
That's fine.
Beauty, isn't it? Think you can use that?
I'll see.
All right, Donald. I want you to win some more now. I want you to win some of that Sheffield dough. Here are the voices. You're going to listen to them now. Here are the voices of two famous comedians. They're now on the radio. Guess who? Here we go.
Shorty, you can answer this question. As I said before, his name was George. His birthday is tomorrow. His father's name was Washington. Now, let me go a step farther.
What's his stepfather's name?
He... I said positively nothing about his stepfather.
You certainly did. You said something about...
Two comedians are on the air every Friday night with two other characters.
I've heard a program a lot of times.
Get smart. Do you think it pays to be ignorant? Come on. You don't know, huh?
I'm sorry, I don't.
One fella's last name rhymes with mine. What's my last name?
Felton.
It rhymes with Felton. They're all trying to...
Shelton?
Shelton, that's one half. Now, you've got $5 of it. That's George Shelton. Now, the other half. His last name is could be a first name. There's a company sells clothes. They're all telling you.
Halloway?
Howard! I didn't think you'd hear him in time.
I'm hard of hearing.
You're hard of hearing. Hey, we're all yelling. Tom Howard and George Shelton, you got $10. Don, nice to talk to you. Thank you, sailor.
Thank you.
Righto, stand by for our milk payola. Come on up here. A very charming looking lady in a red hat. What is your name, please?
Louise Livingston.
Mrs. Louise Livingston,
yes.
Right? And where do you live?
I'm from Berkeley, California.
For goodness sakes, we're getting people from all out of town here. Welcome to Guess Who. What does your husband do?
He's just out of the service.
What branch of the service?
He was in the Merchant Marine.
I see. And you're a housewife?
Yes.
Any children?
I have one.
One?
A girl.
A girl. How old?
Must I tell? 20.
20?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I'd never believe it looking at you, but that's a
thank you.
Promise, Mrs. Livingston. Now, beside playing you a record, Mrs. Livingston, I'd like to know if you can tell me where Billy Rose's diamond horseshoe got its name. I'll give you $1 for an answer. It's named after... what's it named after? Billy Rose's diamond horseshoe. This has nothing to do with your guess.
Oh, I guess...
What was it named after?
The Opera House, wasn't it?
You're exactly right. You've got $1 from the Metropolitan Opera House. Now, a little later, we have a record for you to guess that you'll probably know. It'll have something a little bit to do with the Opera House. That's the reason I brought it in. Right now, let's talk about you. Did you get romantic letters from your husband?
I should say so.
You did, huh?
Very.
Very romantic, huh? Did you ever write a letter to him and print S-W-A-K on the envelope? You know
no.
What that means?
Yes,
what
I know.
What does it mean?
Sealed with a kiss.
A Ubangi woman is the only girl who can seal a letter with a kiss after it's in the mailbox. Tell me, is your husband with you tonight?
No, he isn't.
Was your husband the romantic type who made promises of rose-covered cottages when he proposed?
Oh, he was a little more elaborate than a rose-covered cottage.
What did he promise you, dear?
Oh, practically everything.
He did?
Yes.
Did he live up to the promises?
Some, yes.
Some of them. You're not going to tell me the ones he didn't live up
no.
to.
No.
Do you and your husband have a lot of relatives?
Not too many.
Any rich aunts or uncles that might leave you $10 million?
No.
Haven't
not that I know
uncle
of.
That, is a treasurer for a linotype company or anything?
No,
like
no, no.
You know, one thing you ought to do, you ought to look up your family tree. You never can tell what you might uncover. You know, it's another way of playing guess who. My ancestors, I've looked them all up. By the way, all my ancestors crossed this country in a covered wagon. You'd see them, you'd know why the wagon was covered. You told me you had a daughter, 20 years old?
Yes, I do.
And what school? Where'd she go to school?
She's going to go to the University of Washington in February.
Do you have any pets at home?
Oh, I should say so.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, I have dogs, and I did have pigs, and I had chickens, and I had...
Pigs?
Ducks, purebred hamsters, and I have a wire-haired dachshund. May I ask if anybody wants to buy him? Because I'm traveling with two dogs.
You're traveling with two dogs?
Yes.
I saw an ad in the paper today. It says, for sale, one Sprinkler Spaniel.
No, Springer.
Oh, Springer, not Sprinkler. I see. I'm afraid these people knew what they were talking about. All right, Mrs. Livingston's been nice to talk to you, but tell me how you fascinate me here. Train pigs. Or for
no,
pets?
No, no. Well, yes, they come up and let me scratch them behind their ears.
But you didn't have them in the house with you.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes the baby ones, sure.
Pigs in the parlor,
yes. Little wee ones.
Congratulations, Mrs. Livingston. All right. Now we're going to ask to listen to... we want you to listen to the voice of one of the most famous prima donnas of our time. I gave you a hint by talking about that opera, remember? Joe, you've got her extra dollar ready, remember? She guessed where Billy Rose got his name for his club. Needless to say, if you guess correctly who this prima donna is, Joe Ripley has 10 silver homogenized Sheffield dollars all ready for you. So we want you to guess who. Here we go. Listen to that magnificent
all like that.
Voice. No, they. No, she's the great American one who sings. She's the Metropolitan Opera Company's leading Wagnerian soprano.
Lottie Lehman?
No, not Lottie Lehman. No. She's not with the Metropolitan now. Guess again. Her picture was on the cover of Time magazine last week. She's one of the few American stars. Oh, is this giving you a lot of trouble?
Well, yes, it seems to be.
It is, huh?
Helen Trouble.
How did you ever guess?
Well, I know her, too.
You do? Well, isn't that nice?
I was at the Metropolitan Thursday night.
Thursday night?
I heard Boris Godunov.
Boris Godunov?
Yes.
I always thought it was pronounced
Ezio
Godunov.
Ezio Pinzo.
Ezio Pinzo?
Bang Boris.
Don't go. Stay here. Tell me more.
Godunov? It was very wonderful, yes.
It was wonderful.
First time I had seen it, heard it at the Metropolitan.
Were you happy about it?
Very.
Well, here's $10 now. You can go and see it again next week. All right. Thank you. Isn't she a lovely lady? Thank you very much, Mrs. Livingston. All right. Hey, Joe. Something's been bothering me. As my best friend tells me, are my aminos showing?
What do you mean by that, Happy?
I mean those things they call amino acids.
Well, they aren't, they aren't showing exactly, but you've sure got them, you know.
Well, that's good, because I read someplace where you couldn't live without them.
That's true, Happy. There are at least 22 aminos, and doctors tell us that 10 of them are absolutely essential to life. You see, your body tissues wear out, and these amino acids act as building blocks. They replace worn-out or damaged cells, build meat and muscle, and help keep your body in good condition. In fact, lack of any one of them will endanger your health, so you can see how important they are.
How come you know so much about this, Joe?
Well, because you get these essential amino acids, all 10 of them, in milk. The proteins in milk are complete, top-quality proteins that supply all 10 of the amino acids that are vital to your health. So, to protect your health, for vitality and strong muscles, drink at least a pint of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk every day. It's good drinking, full-bodied and substantial, with a smooth, creamy, rich flavor that really satisfies. From now on, men, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Move out of the way, Joe. Pretty girl coming up here. Your name, please.
Dolores Dawson.
Where do you live, Dolores?
My home's in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Atlantic City.
That's right.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, right now, I'm entertaining in hospitals for our boys. I've been doing that for 5 years for the American Theater Wing.
Well, that's very commendable. Welcome to Guess Who. Dolores, you like the movies?
Very much so.
Who's your favorite actor?
Well, I like Gregory Peck and, Alan Ladd.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, Alan Ladd. Tell me, there's just one thing I want to know here. Do you ever buy a bag of candy or popcorn when you go to the movies?
Oh, I love to sit there and crack.
You must have been in back of me at some time. Right? Last night I went to the movies, couldn't see a thing. Finally leaned over, nudged the girl sitting in front, and I said, Miss, would you mind lowering your umbrella so I can see? She said, what umbrella? That's my bubble gum. Bubble gum. Tell me, do you go on many dates? Dolores, you're not married, are you?
No, I'm not.
Got a special beau?
No, not particularly.
Not particularly? Just around? Do you like sports?
Oh, yes, I like football very much.
You like football? Do you ever play any yourself, like golf?
No. I like to watch the horses run, though.
I like to watch the horses. As long as you only watch them, dear, you'll be all right. I love to play golf myself. I play at it. The other day I swung at a ball and missed, and I swung again and I missed. Third time I missed, a groundhog stuck his head out of a hole. Said, hey, fatty, quit making a draft. My wife's taking a bath. Dolores, I hope you like radio shows.
Oh, I do.
Because we want you to guess this fella's name. It's someone I know you've heard, and he has several shows on the air. 10 beautiful bucks bounce into your hand if you guess who, and I'll give you an extra dollar if you know his right first name. Listen now and guess who. All types of wives, though. Friend of mine hasn't spoken to his wife
Happy
in three
Felton.
Years. What'd you say?
Happy
Felton.
He
doesn't want to interrupt her. How did you know that, Dolores?
Oh, of course. I've listened to you all the time, Mr. Felton.
Aren't you nice? She guessed it right away, and I had a lot of funny cracks to make here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. The man who sells two products for the stomach. Wednesday night Tums, Saturday night Sheffield Milk. You guessed it. I hadn't heard my own record, but I'm glad you did. And you've won $10, Dolores.
And your first name is Francis.
Now you've got $11. Now you and I know you really listen. Thank you, Dolores.
Could I just say something?
Go right ahead.
To the boys out at Mason General, I'll be out there Monday night. I know they're closing up, and I'm out there in the last show for Thanksgiving.
At Mason General?
That's right.
They'll be looking for you, Dolores. They'll be looking for you, and I know they'll be as glad to see you as we were tonight. Thank you very much, Dolores Dawson. All right, come on up here, young man. Philip Davis, Brooklyn, New York, says here that you're a salesman. How are you?
All right.
You're all right.
I'm an old-time vaudeville fan.
You're an old-time vaudeville
fan. I remember all the old stars like Van and Skank, the fellow that died, right?
Yeah.
Pat Rooney,
yeah.
His wife,
yeah.
Eva Tangway.
Go ahead, keep talking
to Jim Corbett and all of those.
You know all of them, huh?
I've seen them all.
You have?
Right.
What's the greatest vaudeville act you ever saw in your life?
Happy Felton. When you appeared, bless you.
I'm not quite that old. Wait a minute. What's the greatest old-time vaudeville act you ever saw?
Well, I'd say Van and Skank is one of
Van
them.
Van and Skank?
Do you remember? They were the fellas that originally started on the Cars, I believe, if I remember correctly. Didn't they?
You're right, and they were called the pennant-winning song
pennant-winning battery of Songland.
You're exactly right. That's wonderful.
I've seen them.
What do you do now, Philip?
I'm a salesman now.
Go to vaudeville much now?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's left of it?
What's left of it, huh?
The state,
one of the great acts I ever saw. Remember when Ben Burney used to work with Phil Silvers? Sid Silvers.
You mean a stooge, like?
Yeah.
That he had a... No, Boyney and Baker, wasn't it?
That's Boyney right. I'm trying to get you to correct me.
Boyney and Baker.
Ben Burney and Phil
it was
Baker.
A stooge there. I remember that.
Yeah, well, they
and
used
Jim
to work
Corbett
together.
With Jim Barry. He had a...
Bobby Barry.
Bobby Barrett.
You people
Barrett?
Go away and we'll talk about Bob.
Bobby Barrett. Yes.
Do you remember Eva Tangway?
Oh, I don't care.
Sing it.
Go ahead. Oh, no.
You don't want to sing?
I don't care.
Remember that? Right. Remember Nora Bates?
Boys might be funny, but it's get me the money, so I don't care.
Very good. That's right. All right, this is wonderful now, because I've got a record for you that'll really show whether you remember show business. Now listen to this. Your Guess Who is this is, by the way, another wonderful old record sent in by one of our listeners. We pay him $5 for the use of it. Also return the record. One of the first records made by a famous entertainer. This one was recorded about 1920. Philip, listen closely. Guess Who. I'll give you some more hints. Listen. Yeah, you know the words. It's June night, right? Well, now, that was made by a famous entertainer. He was a band leader, has his own peculiar style of singing. He's one guy whose 5 o'clock shadow got paid for it. Now at the Latin Quarter.
Oh, the fellow with the high hat.
With the high hat. Who is it?
Ted Lewis.
Ted Lewis, of course it is. He's been recording him for over 25 years, and he's still a great star. $10 for knowing who it was at Philip Davis.
Right, he's from Circleville, Ohio.
Circleville, Ohio is his hometown. Thank you, Phil Davis. Very good. Hey, he really knew his vaudeville, didn't he? Here's a nice-looking young fella coming up here. Discharge button in his lapel. Your name, please, sir.
Gilmore Wheeler.
Where do you live, Mr. Wheeler?
Woodside, Long Island.
And what do you do for a living?
Information Bureau at the New York Central.
Information
Bureau at the New York Central Railroad.
You're always busy when I call.
Oh.
How long have you been there, Gilmore?
About 5 years, outside of the time I was away.
In the Army?
No, in the Navy.
In the Navy? What was your job in the Navy?
I was with a PT base out in the Pacific.
I see. Tell me, Gilmore, now that you're back at work at the Information Bureau of New York Central, what is the most, the question that comes up most that you're asked? What question do they ask you most?
Well, we handle quite a few of those commuter trains, calling in for commuter trains and all that. Those are the generalized questions over there.
When they can get a train to...
Next train to Yonkers and... So forth and so on.
But do ever people come up just because you have information, they come up and ask silly questions?
Oh, they always do that.
Like what?
Well, I had a lady one day said, what's the next train to Detroit? So I told her, and she said, does that train stop at Buffalo? I said, yes. She said, does that train stop at Syracuse? I started to get a little bit worried where she was going, so I said, where are you going, madam? She said, Utica, New York.
Oh, that's very good. Very good. Now, if my writers are listening in, that's the kind of jokes I want. You see what I mean? They build up to nothing. That's what I like about it. All right. Gilmore, tell me, when you got out of the Army, did you go back to work on the same job?
The United States Navy.
United States Navy, pardon me, sir. Pardon me, sir. You went right back to on the same job. Right?
Yes, I took a couple of months off.
Took a couple of months
off? I had to rest up. I was exhausted, tired.
You were exhausted, tired, huh? You never were delicate when you were a child, were you? You don't look like it.
I drank a lot of milk.
You drank a lot of milk? That's good. I was a very delicate baby myself. I was such a sickly child that I had to suck my thumb through a tube. Gilmore. I want to play a record for you. Now, here we go. This is your chance to win money. This man, whose voice you're about to hear, was a famous writer, a famous dramatic critic. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you guess who.
December 1931. It is a commonplace that nothing can so poignantly evoke the flavor of the receding past as some remembered tune. Some melody that is caught up and woven into its own unconscious fabric, the very color and fragrance.
He was also a famous author. He wrote a book called While Rome Burns. On the radio, he was on the radio for a long time, he was known as the town crier. They wrote a play supposed to be all about him. It was called The Man Who Came to Dinner. He was very well known, especially in New York. He was originally a dramatic critic.
Sherwood?
No, I'm sorry. The cowbell rang. You get $2 for trying. Wait a minute. Don't go away. We're going to add the other $8 to the milk pail, and you'll have a chance at that later. That was Alexander Wolcott. So sorry you didn't know that. Thank you for trying, though, Elmore. Thank you very much. Be sure and put that $8 in the milk pail. Ripley?
Happy. By the way, did you get your order of Sheffield eggnog? It went on sale yesterday, you know.
We don't talk about it, Joe.
Why not? I thought it was delicious.
That's what caused the trouble. My wife was saving it for a sort of pre-Thanksgiving party Sunday. Well, I thought I'd sample it last night, and it was so darn good, I sort of ran out of samples.
I know what you mean, Hap. Sheffield eggnog has the wonderful smooth goodness of real, old-fashioned eggnog. And that's because Sheffield uses only the finest ingredients, blended skillfully to their own old-fashioned recipe. And it has just the right amount of rum flavoring to give it that honest-to-goodness eggnog flavor. But it's non-alcoholic, so the youngsters can enjoy it, too. Better get your holiday order in right away. And just to play safe, order a little extra in case someone in your family wants to sample it. Delicious Sheffield eggnog will be on sale through Thanksgiving Day. Order from your Sheffield Home Service salesman or from your store.
All right, step right up here. Two gentlemen in the uniform of the United States Army, and they're both from Honolulu, Hawaii. How are you? Hi. Step up close to the microphone. How are you? What is your first name?
Henry.
Henry what?
Cam.
Henry Cam. And what nationality are you?
Chinese.
Chinese. And what is your name, your buddy here?
Ikioka.
And what is your nationality?
Japanese.
Japanese. And you're, are you Nisi? Is that the way
yeah.
you say it? And you're both in the United States Army. I want to tell you how proud we are to have you here tonight. How are you? Glad to see you. All right. Boys, I have very little time to talk to you about, but I want to say, first of all, how long have you been in the Army?
Four months.
4 months, and how long?
Four months.
4 months, both. Did you know each other at home?
No, we didn't.
You did not, huh?
Met on the way.
Yeah. Tell me, Henry, what did you do? Were you in school before you went in?
Yes, I just graduated last June.
From what school?
From Marino High School.
I see. And how about you, Hasel?
I've been working for 1 year.
What were you doing?
Bulldozer operator.
What does that mean?
Bulldozer? Yeah, I was operating it for a plantation.
A plantation in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice.
Pineapple.
Pineapple plantation. Yeah. Ah. Well, at least you're not on the dole. All right, here we go. All right, now, boys, listen closely. We got a record here. It got $10 for each one of you if you know what it is. These girls sing on a famous radio program every Sunday night. There are five of them. Play it for them. Here we go.
One, the, two, the, I'll kiss you. The, two, the, three, the, you kiss me. The, three, the, four, the, kiss some more. The, let's start down higher.
Not the King Sisters. That's close. There's five of them. There's only three of the King Sisters. If you shot an arrow at a target and you hit the mark, what would you say?
DeMarco.
DeMarco sisters. You had me worried here. His tail's bowing his head. He said, I didn't know him. We don't care whether you knew him or not. Okay. $5 a piece. Put it up there and take a chance at the jackpot. It's coming up right now. And by the way, before I go into it, I want to tell you, we have so many soldiers and singers on here. The USO has done wonderful work. Everybody needs, the USO needs and deserves all your support to bring comfort and cheer to our wounded veterans in hospitals and to over 1.5 million men still in uniform. The need is great. Help with the USO, won't you? Here's the milk payola. Tonight we have three records in which a member of the family is mentioned in each title. You don't have to name the titles. Just mention the relation that is mentioned in each one. Play three tunes. In order to win, you have to get all three. Here we go. Number one. Here's number two coming up here. Another relative. Here we go. All right, number three, another relative. Write them down, write them down. Number three. Here we go.
While Happy's checking on the payola winners, let me remind you that you can save on your food budget by using more milk in cooking and as a beverage. It's the wise way to save. For good drinking, good health, and good cooking, ask for wholesome Sheffield milk every day. Happy, how do the cards look? One, two, three, four.
Sorry, no winners tonight. No winners at all. Here they were. Did your mother come from Ireland? Yes, my darling daughter. And brother, can you spare a dime? We'll carry it over to next week. So right now, this is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
This is Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farms, the Division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.